We're going to go with a website that came out today, a website called liveabout.com. And they came out with the top rap songs of all time. And number 16, Jay-Z, Dead Presidents 2. Now, this is not Dead Presidents 1. This is Dead Presidents 2. I don't know.
Yeah, and the reason is because, so he had this whole thing, this whole feud with Nas. And I think Nas was supposed to, was originally invited to re-rap the chorus for this and appear on it, but declined. And it was sort of like, that was a catalyst for the Jay-Z Nas feud, where he kind of like, he dissed him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of other songs that were written. There's a Dead Presidents 3. Like, he just kept going with this whole theme. It's all on the Black album. But it's really interesting because Dead Presidents 3 was never finished. The whole Dead Presidents 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. there's a whole saga. Like, they can do a documentary just on Jay-Z creating this whole narrative.
Just starting with song.
Starting with his feud with Nas, and then all the different incarnations of the song and what happened during all the drama that went on. Like, he had to get permission from people. It was this whole big thing. It was really like there were remixes of it. There's a whole saga behind it. And I really hope that one day somebody who really does, like, knows a lot about rap music,
mm-hmm.
like a rap historian, does a documentary just on the making of the Dead Presidents saga.
All right. Number 15 on their list is Juicy. By Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, anything by Notorious B.I.G.
I don't know if this is the top Biggie song, but
is this the only Biggie song in the top? Like, is this because there's better Biggie songs? So later on in the list, are there better Biggie songs?
No, this is the biggest Biggie song.
Oh, it isn't.
It's one of the better ones, but I don't know if it's the top one. Next on the list,
it's not better. It's not better than, I would say, like, I don't know. I would say Biggie's best song is Big Papa.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I agree with that. Number 14.
Hypnotize.
So this is number 14 on the list of the best rap songs of all time.
Listen, this is from The Chronic. This is one of those Desert Island albums that people that are either, if you're being introduced to rap, The Chronic was like probably your first, you know. It's just, it's one of those iconic, if I can relate it to rock and roll, your genre, it's like the Beatles. It's like if there's a Beatles album.
It's the white album of rap.
Exactly. Yeah. The Chronic, ironically, is the white album of of rap music. It's the one that really brought a lot of people in and kind of really change the game.
All right, number 13, LL Cool J, I Need Love.
Really? That's the one of all the LL Cool J songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, but it's a good song.
And they're trying really hard to be like, oh, I like the B-side. Like, they're trying really hard to appear like they know rap better than anyone else.
All right, next on the list is number 12, Boogie Down Productions with My Philosophy.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
What year was this one?
I have no idea.
Very deeply. I think very deeply.
So I don't agree with that at all, because I don't even really know it.
Yeah, I don't know that one that well either. I think that was sort of early. That sounds like something that was like super early, like in the 80s, probably in the 80s.
Number 11. Tupac.
Of course.
With Keep Your Head Up. Great song.
I agree with this.
So then we're in the top 10 now. Number 10, you have to, I think this should have been higher. Afrika Bambaataa, Planet Rock.
Oh. Yeah, how do you not pay tribute to the king, the god, the person who basically created rap music? How do you put that in number 10?
Number 10, yeah.
It's really insulting, actually. Yeah. That's actually very insulting. Think about that. Think about, like, you create something. I get that, you know, you creating it, other people take it in their direction, maybe do it a little better than you. Or, but I mean, if it wasn't for Afrika Bambaataa, we wouldn't have literally
we wouldn't have this list. We wouldn't be doing this right now.
Right. Wouldn't exist.
Number nine. I don't know how you're going to take this, but it's Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this song.
I think the message behind this song was what was important about it. It's a great song, but I think the message was a really important moment. Fight the power, is that beat?
All right. Next on the list, Audio 2 at number 8 with Top Billin'.
I don't even know this.
I don't know this either. So they think it's number 8.
What is it? Audio?
Audio 2. I don't hate it. I just don't know.
1988.
All right. Next on the list is number 7, The World Is Yours by Nas.
Yes. Absolutely. Listen, there are people that really think that this song is one of the most important songs in rap music. Like the Nas people are really like, this is their Chronic. Great song.
See, I don't really know this. Number 6 is Pete Rock and CL Smooth. They Reminisce Over You. Don't know that one. So
I don't know it either.
We're in the top 5 now. Eric B. and Rakim. Lyrics
really?
Of Fury.
I dig Rakim. That's pretty cool.
Alright, number 4. Another Tupac
song. Wait, I'm sorry. Just so you know, Eric B. and Rakim are Long Islanders. That's a Long Island band.
Oh, are
80s.
They?
Yeah.
Tupac makes the list again at number 4 with Dear Mama.
I was going to say, I can't believe they weren't choosing Dear Mama, but okay, there you go. That makes more sense. Go back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't
a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Number 3, The Message, which I thought would be higher.
Again, this isn't, we've discussed this before.
Yep.
The reason why The Message is so important is because it was the first time that rap became about what was going on in the hood, in the neighborhood, like the experiences people were having, as opposed to the parties they were having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it was like Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang, the Boogie Down Bronx, like everyone's partying, and then suddenly The Message, where it was really about like urban blight, what was happening in the culture, what was happening, experiences people were having. And it was really that is seen as like the first time that rappers rapped about their feelings rather than their actions. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So number
super important song.
Number 2, Rapper's Delight. We know that song, so I'm not
right.
gonna play it.
Yeah.
And number 1, they say,
wait, hang on, before you get to number 1, Rapper's Delight, do you know every lyric by heart?
Oh, by heart.
Yeah, like who does? I feel like,
Hippity
hop and you don't stop. Rock it out, baby bubba.
It was the first song I heard of.
Exactly. When we were kids, when we were little kids, that was like a fun song to sing. And that was our, at least for me, like my little tiny girl introduction to rap music. Like I was a little tiny girl running around my white neighborhood with my white family. Rapping.
Yeah,
at least I thought I was.
It was like rap's way of saying, come on in. The water's fine.
Right.
you're safe here. White girl in suburbia, come on in.
Right. And that's why The Message is so important, because it looked at little girls like me and were like, hang on, stop right there. Hang on. This is glad you like it.
He stopped at the door.
Honey, this is not about you. We need to tell you what this is about so you understand.
Number 1, I Used to Love Her by Common. I met this girl when I was 10 years old.
And what I love most, she had so much. To be number 1 in a list like this? And Afrika Bambaataa is number 10? You should be ashamed of yourselves. I'm sorry. You put The Message in Afrika Bambaataa under Common?
So I came out with my top 10 that is different than theirs. And let's see if you agree with mine more. So,
okay.
Number 10 on the list.
Bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Ain't one. Yeah.
I had
That's
to
good.
Put 99 problems, number 10. Number 9, because I had to put a female. So, I got to put MC Light.
Wow, you went MC Light. I respect that.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, she was the first female to win a Grammy. She was the first female to actually be recorded. So she broke a lot of...
Right. And she was one of the first, she and Lil' Kim and even Salt-N-Pep, like they were the first to rap like men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were, they talked about sex the same way men did. They made sex acceptable for a lot of young girls. That's why I got so into female rappers, because it was like, wait a minute, I can enjoy sex and have sex like men do. Whoa. Hang on a minute.
Yeah. Next on my list. Now, here's a little story. You gotta put the Beastie Boys. I don't know why they didn't have the Beastie Boys. You know,
yeah, I feel like the really strict rap people don't really respect the Beastie Boys like they should.
Yeah, I would put this song and I would put the Beastie Boys. Next on the list, I'm going to have, they didn't put Eminem, and I'm going to put an Eminem song, and I'm going to put the best Eminem song, I think, which is Marshall Mathers.
Really?
Yeah, love this song. So, I have to put that...
It's a great song, but when you're done, we need to discuss Eminem, and I want you to pull up Detroit versus Everybody for me. Talk about it.
I just think this is a great song. Next on the list, I'm putting what you said, Big Papa.
Yes. Of course.
Next, Run DMC.
Right. Where was Run DMC on that list?
Exactly.
I mean, they're icons.
Yeah. You can't have a top 10 and not put Run DMC.
Right.
Then I'm going to go LL Cool J with I'm Bad.
That's a great song.
Because the great line in this song is, you need a hit, give me a pen and a paper and an hour, and I'll give you a hit. Great line. So next, I'm going to put Grandmaster Flash with White Lines.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Grandmaster Flash should make the list. And again, White Lines is a song that came out before The Message. It's another one of those songs that was about partying and having fun and not about what life was like.
Bass.
Great song.
Rock.
Number two, I'm going to put my favorite Tupac song. It's called Hit 'Em Up, and I think this is the reason why he got shot, was this song.
Wow.
And I've always said, if I'm working at a radio station and you hear this song on the air, you know I quit. Because I always had it with me in my bag, ready to go. You fire me on the air, this song's going on the air. So that's why I had it put up there, and it's the best Tupac song. And
I think it is too.
And number one will have to go with the first song I ever heard, and that was Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. You know, I didn't know what rap was until I heard this song. And I went, uh-oh, this is a new thing in my life. Now, I didn't know what rap was until now.
Yeah.
And there were so many different versions of this song. And yeah, we knew the lyrics word for word. And we wore it out.
This was an important song back then. Yep. Wait, I want to hear more. Who are you going?
All right, Eminem, Detroit versus Everybody.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You know I'm a huge Eminem fan, and at karaoke, I rock Business like nobody else. I know every word to that song. I rock it as best as I can for somebody that cannot rap.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely sing, but I definitely can't rap, but I don't care. The passion I feel for it comes through the microphone. I have to say, like, with a lot of rappers, it's easy to look at their old classic stuff, like the Slim Shady stuff, or even before that, you know, the stuff that he did with Dr. Dre, and look at that and go, you know, that's why he is who he is. That's how he became. And even the songs later on, you know, Monster with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit versus Everybody is a relatively current song. And I really think that is one of the most brilliant songs Eminem ever did.
Hmm.
He does it with Big Sean and Danny Brown and Royce da 5'9".
Trick Trick.
Right. And Dej Loaf. And he introduced Dej Loaf to the world, who I think is one of the most important female rappers. I can't even say enough about her. She's probably one of my favorites. I downloaded her mixtape when it first came out, and it blew me away. It was the first time I heard a female rapper that I was like, holy shit. You know, there's a lot of female rappers I'm like, wow, that's a great message, I can relate. There's something about Dej that is just like off the charts. And when I first heard Detroit versus Everybody, I have no skin in this game. I know nothing about Detroit. I've never been there. I'm not from Michigan. You are. You have more of a connection to it. But they're really rapping about, they're talking about their experiences. And it's really, that's Big Sean.
So he just highlighted different rappers from Detroit.
Exactly, which is why it's so brilliant.